Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 8, 1832, a notice regarding the sale of Social Hall Plantation in St. Thomas was posted in the newspaper The Barbadian. The estate was owned by Nathaniel Gittings, and according to the notice, the property and everything on it had been put up for sale the previous July under an order issued by the local Court of Chancery. It was one of several properties that in the waning years of enslavement were placed in the hands of the court for disposition. At this point, the island's colonial history, many estate owners who, as a group, had enjoyed decades of prosperity driven by the profits generated by sugar and rum production and export, now faced considerable financial difficulties. The island's greatest economic fortunes were established shortly after the island started large-scale sugar cultivation from the 1640s and continued for several decades onwards. However, over time, the various estates were beset by several challenges. These included incursions by monkeys, rats, caterpillars, and raccoons, rampant cane fires, and soil exhaustion. Even occasional drought, devastating weather systems, and outbreaks of diseases like smallpox and yellow fever made sugarcane cultivation an increasingly financially challenging undertaking. Over time, many planters left the island to seek better profit-making opportunities elsewhere. However, others like Nathaniel Gittings remained, maintaining their centrality in the colony's social and economic life. However, despite the economic dominance of these white families, these failing economic fortunes forced several to default on their financial obligations. This situation often resulted in their properties being placed before the Court of the Chancery to be sold to allow for the debts owed to creditors to be recovered. The sale of Social Hall Estate was due to take place 5 days from the date notice was published, December 13, 1832, at the office of the Master of Chancery located at Prince William Henry Street. What is most notable about this particular property was that 9 years later, the plantation was bought by formerly enslaved blacks from Mount Wilton and became the second Freedom Village known as Bridgefield.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.